And how do you feel working as a woman in this field?
Well, I think probably for me, I find it still totally frustrating. I find there's not enough time. I still feel very envious. I shouldn't really, that any man that's a potter can just actually go off and do it and carry on working. And maybe he's got a wife that's working, not necessarily as a potter, but a wife that's doing a job that can support that pottery.
Mm.
I think it's very hard if you've got two potters doing the same thing.
Yes.
I think it works better if one of you's an artist and one of you isn't. But at the same time, by having two artists in one roof, you've got feedback from each other. You've got someone to get enthusiastic about what you're doing.
Mm.
Whereas if you're living with someone who's not an artist, they don't really understand why you're doing it. But I think as a woman, it's sort of very hard, I think, if you've got a family and you're trying to be a potter. I mean, I know for a fact that I've had to go at sort of doing pots right throughout the school holidays, and it hasn't worked, because all I've achieved is being really bad-tempered, because all the time there's interruptions, shouting at everybody in sight, and then not being able to be creative because I'm in such a stirred up state inside. You've got to be in the right frame of mind to be creative. And I think men have got the better advantage of being able to do that and detaching themselves.
Mm.
As a woman, you're conscious all the time of all the sort of household things that have got to be done as well as producing pots.
Mm. Once you take
your
that
creative
on board,
side,
yes,
as well.
Once you've taken that on board,
yes,
the family,
yeah,
is more difficult.
I know. Oh, so it's, yes, I mean,
for you,
it's
yeah,
very, very difficult, and I don't think it gets any better as they get older either. You just get a different set of problems.